Well, the telephone is ringing. Is that my mother on the phone? Oh my God, Andy, will you just shut up and get caller ID installed on your phone? Oh wait, it was 1983. Fuck. Hello! This is your song renter here. Yes, me. Oh, it's been a minute and a half since I've done a song rent. And the last one I did was back in January. And yeah, in my usual style. I procrastinated and doing another one. And so here we are now in November, right now. Oh, dear. I have procrastinated big time. I am, oh my God, oh my God. So yeah, the last song rant that I've done was back in January. And yeah, it was about Queen's Body Language from their Hot Space album. I don't really feel as salty as I did reviewing that song now. Just a tad bit salty, but not by much, you know. I mean, yeah. But here's a song that I am particularly salty about now is Mother by The Police. Now, I know that The Police is very known for their ska-like beats, mixing ska with punk, for their distinctive bass lines, their distinctive vocals, but when it comes to synchronicity, and that one song that is off that album, oh boy, you would be wishing that Sting was singing lead. Or better yet, you wish that song never existed at all. Because, holy hell, that song is disturbing as heck. Let me tell you something. Oh my gosh. Now, let me just start this off by saying, if you listen to the song, if you listen to the music, you would think, oh, I know who it is. It's King Crimson. No, it is not. You'd wish it was. I mean, the music really does sound like something from, you know, their Discipline album or their Beat album, you know, Three of a Perfect Pair. But no, it's not King Crimson. As much as you want to believe it, it isn't. It is The Police. And guess who's doing lead vocals on this one? Yes, Andy Summers. Nope, not Sting. Andy Summers, the guitarist of the group. Oh dear. When you listen to him sing that song, you cannot help but feel a lot of pain for him. And with him. Because, oh my gosh, he sounds so freaking scared in that song. So scared that he can't even hang with a key! Okay, I got a little bit too into it. But still. But the vocals really do match up to the lyrics, which, oh dear. I know I'm saying oh dear a lot because, yeah, this song. I'm trying to keep myself from saying that word again. Oh dear. But no, if you listen to the lyrics, you see that, yes, this song is about his mother. And yes, this kind of explains that He is afraid of his mother. That's why he sounds like that in the song. I mean, he doesn't even sing it. He screams it. He yells it. Like, okay, okay, Andy, just calm down. Calm down, it's just your mother. You don't understand! It's just, yeah, yeah, okay, no, I don't understand. But if you really read the lyrics, then pretty much you might understand. So here is the first verse. While the telephone is ringing, is that my mother on the phone? Telephone is ringing, is that my mother on the phone? The telephone is screaming, won't she leave me alone? The telephone is ringing, is that my mother on the phone? Blah, 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 blah. So yeah, this pretty much sums it up for ya. He is afraid of his mother because, one, she may be a control freak, or two, may be very abusive. Going back to number one as well, still abusive. And three, oh dear. I keep saying that so bad. Come on. Come on, come on, to get that two word, get those two words out of your head already. Everybody gets it, okay? Yes, but no, like I said, Andy Summers does not, and Andy does not sing the song. He screams it, he yells it, he shrieks it. Like, you can't even sing it normal. Well, the telephone is ringing. Is that my mother on the phone? No. No, you have to yell it. While the telephone is ringing, is that my mother on the phone? Yeah, that's not my best Andy Summers impersonation, but we can all pretend that it's pretty dang good. Okay, so yeah, I'm getting too into this review, but hey, guess what? I don't care. Yeah, so like I said about the music, it sounds like something from a King Crimson album around the Discipline era. Yes, very Robert Fripp-y. Very Robert Fripp-y, and, oh dear. There we go again! There we go again! Oh my god! Okay, so, yes, it very much reminds me of a King Crimson song. But it would be so much better if they brought in Bill frickin' Bruford to do the drums for this song. That would be even 10 times more kick-ass. No offense to Stuart Copeland, but still, Bill Bruford, come on, really, yeah, I bide that, but no, this song, oof, you can't even listen to it without even just feeling scared for Andy. Let alone just feel a little bit cringy when you hear him sing. But I do know, I think, I don't know much about the Police, but I do know that this song was not his only song that he sung lead vocals for. I think he sung on another song of theirs is called Friends. I Like to Eat My Friends or something like that. It was still creepy nonetheless. His vocals is just so damn creepy in that song and in Mother. Oh, and it's even more creepier when he's just screaming it. It's just like, well, the telephone is ringing, is that my mother on the phone? And I can see why most Police fans do not like that song, because he's just, oh my god, will you just chill out and get caller ID, and then you'll know that it's your mother on the phone, duh. But, no, anyway, that's just me. That's me just thinking that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was back when they didn't have caller ID. Whatever! Whatever! Yes, so, in the present day, you wouldn't have to say, is that my mother on the phone? No, you would have to say, that is my mother on the phone, because her name shows up on the caller ID. Nowadays, in the technology we use today, obviously, yes, I am Captain Obvious. Yeah, this would be a lot more easier if I had like 3 or 4 cans of hard apple cider, and this would go a lot smoother than it already is now, and I wouldn't sound as crazy. But hey, this is a crazy song, and you gotta be crazy. Because, yeah, Andy Summers in this song is crazy. Why can't I be crazy? Okay, yes. So, oh, gosh. Oh, man. Oh, man. And then we go into the third, not the third verse, duh. Okay, the second verse. Well, every girl that I go out with becomes my mother in the end. Etc., etc. Well, I hear my mother calling, but I don't need her as a friend. So, So, when he says, every girl that I go out with becomes my mother in the end, is he saying that, I mean, every time I go out with a girl, later on in the relationship, she reminds me of my mother because she is controlling or abusive or... That could be it. That could be it. The more I think about it. I mean, it doesn't necessarily require that much thought. Because when you just hear the line, well, every girl that I go out with becomes my mother in the end. Yeah, she reminds me of my mother because she's a psycho bitch. Yeah, I don't... oh, gosh. Tark. Tark, dear, you are incredibly salty today. Oh, dear. There we go. Oh, we're going to turn this into a drinking game. Just take a drink every time I say, oh, dear. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. That'd be good. That'd be good. Yeah, well, no, that wouldn't be good. Oh, God. Please, don't make a drinking game out of this, because if you do, I'm going to feel sad. Oh, God. Oh, God. You're going to be sick by the end of this audio. Oh, gee. Ha. Yeah, so, don't do that. Don't make a tricky game out of this. Anyway, back to the song. Well, there are some parts where Andy made some questionable noises in that one. Where it's just like, it's either yells of agony, or is it just like, I'm gonna sound like a bunch of nonsense, orgasmic paranoia. Like, he's just like, oh, 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 mother. Like, oh my God, it's disturbing. It is disturbing. Stop it, Andy, stop it. No, it's just everything about that song unsettles me. Not only the message, but the way he screams those lyrics is just like, I really wish Sting was here right now. Huh? Help! Help, mother! Yeah, in the end, he just melts into this complete screaming meltdown at the end. And it's just like, oh, well, his sanity is gone bye-bye. He can't be saved now. Oh, well. Pfft. Yeah. So, I guess that's why people don't like that song that much, because it's very unsettling and therefore not the best in their catalog. So, if you ask me to pick between, Queen's Body Language and the Police's Mother, oh, God, I would have to pick, Body Language by Queen, because Freddie Mercury can actually sing. Duh! Yeah, I know. Again, Captain Obvious to the rescue. Da da da. Yeah, this no. That's just bad. Bad, 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 bad. But still, Freddie can sing. And there's Andy just screaming his freaking head off like he's a chicken without a head running around. Like, there's my mother on the phone! Ah! And yeah, it's just, I don't relate. I don't. What? Andy, what? You could have got caller ID so you can see if that's your mother on the phone, but then too, it's 1983. Hey! So, yeah, again, duh. So, yeah. So, to basically sum this whole song up, it's a King Crimson sound alike with a... with very disturbing vocals from Andy Summers, a guy that doesn't sing much, and probably for good reason. Oh, God. Yeah, Tark, you should never talk. Oh, God, you sound so bitchy. Oh, God. Oh, God, Tark. Be bitchy in your audios! But still. Yeah. So, yeah. Other than that, the whole album of Synchronicity is pretty good, besides that song. Yeah. But yeah, it's just, yeah. We're gonna make this into a whole nother drinking game. What was Oh Dear, and it's But Yeah Now. Okay, yeah, so yeah, don't make any drinking games out of my audios, please. Don't do it. I'm warning you people, okay? No. If you want to hear me rant about some more songs, be free to comment, and I was about to say subscribe. We ain't on YouTube, we're on Reddit. Duh. Okay, so yeah. Yes, that's all I have to say. And, Yeah, I'd just rather go into the house and just post this before I even back out. Yeah! Here goes nothing, and be very safe, don't do drinking games, and don't play this song at parties. Very socially unacceptable. Bye.